Well, and years ago, they would want to know if the stump had been dug.
Okay, but if we're talking about dragging it out.
Drug?
Okay.
It has a... Who dug that stump out of the field?
Okay.
They would use that instead of dragged.
Uh-huh. Is dragged what you would use today?
Well, mostly today, yes.
Okay. And if you're talking about riding a horse, you could say, has that horse already been...
ridden?
And I would answer, yes. This morning, somebody...
rode.
Okay. And if we're talking about ringing a bell, you could say, has the bell been...
rung?
And yes, you could say, yes, this morning I...
rang.
Rang. And if we're talking about the rising of the sun, has the sun already...
come up?
Okay, but if you want to use the word rise. Has the sun already...
Well, that was common expression. Has the sun already, has already come up.
Okay.
And the sun has already gone down. But it's referred to, the actual term itself was referred to as sunrise and sunset.
Uh-huh.
But expressing it from, like you're telling somebody else that was inside of a house and couldn't see outside to whether or not there was sun shining.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked about the sun. Oh yes, the sun's already up.
Mm-hmm.
Or already down.
Has the sun risen, or has the sun risen, or has the sun rose?
Well, they might ask the question, has the sun rose?
Mm-hmm.
Was more common in yesteryears.
What would you say today?
Most people, I believe, would use the term risen, R-I-S-E-N.
Mm-hmm. And if you were answering it, you would say, yes, it what, at 6 o'clock?
It rose.
Okay.
It rose at 6.
And if you're talking about a child diving into a lake, you could say, has he already, what, into the lake?
Dove.
Okay, and I could say, yes, 5 minutes ago he...
he dived in.
Okay. And if you're talking about children growing up, you could say, have all their children, what...
grown up.
And I could say, oh yes, years ago they all, what, up?
Grew up.
Okay.
Grew would naturally cover the period of... the growing period.
Uh-huh. Okay. Understand. And if I said, are you Mr. Wilkes? You could either say, yes, no, I'm not, or yes, I
am.
Okay. And if I asked you, are you tired? You could say, yes, I am, or no, I...
Speaking of being tired?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I wasn't tired, I'd say no.
Okay, no, I...
I'm not tired.
Better,
I'm not,
either.
Huh?
Either that or I ain't.
Yeah, I ain't.
Yeah, right. Okay. And you might say, I don't do this, but he...
he does.
Okay. Or, I always behave myself, but he...
does not.
Okay, and how would you say that in a shorter way?
Don't.
Okay. And let's see. Would you put a word into this sentence? I thought you, what, coming with us? I thought you coming with us. I thought you was coming with us, or I thought you were coming with us?
A lot of times, according to who's talking, I thought you were, I thought you was, or I thought you was.
Which would you say?
Well, I thought you were.
Okay, and you might say, well, we what going to town when it started to rain? We were or we was?
We weren't.
Okay.
Oh, we were going to town when it started to rain?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
You don't say was?
We were going to town.
Okay.
But it started to rain and we did not go,
right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.